Okay, thank you, Dave. Obviously, it was a great win for us, a hard-fought win. I thought our guys were real gritty down the stretch and very encouraged with our toughness in the late game and particularly in the second half. And, you know, I thought early in the game, and particularly in the first half, South Carolina really did what they do. They 50-50 balls, they were coming up with all of them, offensive rebounding, and just physical play, and that's how they play. And I thought we were much better at handling that in the second half.
All right, thanks, Coach. Questions for our student athletes.
Ernest, yesterday Coach didn't know if you were going to play. You go 37 minutes in a pretty physical game. I mean, how did you feel out there, and was it as much a mental thing, fight through the pain?
Yeah, it was pretty much a mental thing. You know, our trainer got me right, you know, yesterday and today, and I just did a lot of treatment, and, you know, just whether I was going to fight through this pain regardless, I was going to try to help my team and, you know, do what I can do. And tonight, that's what I tried to do. No, I just went out there. PB just gave me some treatment and just played.
Get a brace on.
Oh, yeah. Well, my girdle, I had a girdle out there under my.
I said brace. You said girdle.
Well, brace, girdle. And just pretty much to keep it, you know, compact and stuff like that. So, you know, that's pretty much all I had on.
You guys aware that the three pointers have been off all night? When you guys finally made a few at the end, were you aware of how poor the shooting has been at that point?
No, not really. I wasn't really focused on, you know, what I was shooting for from three, you know. It was just a spurt in the moment thing.
Alex, it seemed like you hit another gear in that second half. What went through kind of your play and how it emerged in the second half?
I think it was Coach's halftime speech. He definitely, you know, he questioned our toughness and he challenged us. So, you know, personally, I wanted to take it on as a challenge and see how I was going to respond. So every time guys miss a shot, I was trying to do everything in my power, you know, to get the offensive rebound and finish. And I think that, you know, boosted my offense and my rebounding and my overall play.
Alex, one of the things, obviously, that was really big for y'all tonight is free throws. You had a lot more than USC. Talk a bit about just your ability to get to the line and what was working for you tonight in that regard.
I definitely think I had the advantage inside. So my teammates did a great job of finding me. And, you know, they fouled me. And I always talk about how I work on my free throws, you know, before and after practice. And it's definitely paying off. I'm just relaxing. I'm shooting the ball. And, you know, like I said, it's really paying off for me.
You ever had a 10-for-10 before?
Nah, I think this was my first time.
Absolutely. Defensively, we came out a little slow in the first half. And, you know, when we got back in the locker room, we were all kind of down on ourselves. You know, Coach Hafe came in and gave us a great speech. And that intensity that he brought to our team not only gave him trust in our player, in us, you know, we had to make sure that we trusted him and to go out there and do that, whatever he asked us to do. And tonight we did that. And with Coach Hafe just having the type of trust he has in his players, we had to prove to him and that his trust is worthy of us.
Ernest, it seemed like the crowd finally got into it about 10 minutes left in the game. How did that play into it?
You know, they didn't really play into it too much. You know, we try to stay focused into the game, not too much of what the crowd thinks or, you know, how loud the crowd is. We try to stay in tune with the game and, you know, just stay focused on what's at hand.
Yeah, definitely. But then again, that's just one game, and you know, we got to fight another day. So I think we just have to, you know, build off this, and we have to grow. And, you know, we can't take steps backwards. You know, this is behind us. You know, we won the game; it was a hard-fought win. But you know, we got another one, and we got a lot more ball games to play. So you know, we just got to build off this and grow.
Thank you, guys.
Frank, you're always conscious of it being a two-half game, of course, but were you jarred by the first half? It just seemed like it was going nowhere.
Well, I thought we, you know, you're coming off a tough loss at Florida and where we, you know, we really struggle. And usually when that happens, you know, you practice hard and you get into the game and everybody wanted to do so well. I thought because of that, we took some really quick shots. And early threes, and when you play a team that plays the way they play. That's what they want you to do. And you got to run offense. You got to cut. You got to screen. You got to play those tough plays. And we didn't do that in the first half.
What did you try to get across? Play off you. You play off the crowd. I mean, it seemed to be a whole different last 10 minutes of the game compared to the first 30.
Yeah, I thought, you know, first of all, 6 o'clock games are tough. But our fans have been tremendous, and you know, I thought they were a big part of us winning that ball game. What they brought to the table in the last 10 minutes, they kind of willed our guys, and you know, you could see our guys feeding off the energy of the crowd on the defensive end in particular, and I think that's when they were the loudest, and we needed that. We needed our guys understanding to, you know, we had to get come up with some of those 50-50 balls, some of those offense, some of those defensive rebounds we need to secure, and I thought our crowd really helped us in that during that stretch there.
Frank, I noticed you're not wearing your tie.
Yeah. I almost took everything off, so just so you know, I was trying to figure out what else. I took everything off, and it was a, you know, I've had a couple of those where you feel like you're gonna bust a blood vessel, and that was one of my top ones. But I thought our guys responded well, Steve. I think that you know, it was about the energy we need to play with. You know, and not feeling sorry for yourself. You know, I think when you look at it, you know, handling adversity, you know, we don't have all our guys, our backs against the wall, no one cares about what else is going on. You know, everybody just wants, you know, what you put out there on that court. And getting our guys to understand they have a tremendous opportunity. And it would be a shame if they didn't take advantage of opportunities they have to compete at this level. At Mizzou, with the fans, and I thought our guys really responded well.
Frank, I think you guys were 2 for 23 maybe when Phil Banks in the three. Can you talk about the shots that went down in the last couple minutes and what it takes to continue to shoot those on a night like tonight?
Well, I think he called Bank too, so I'm gonna give Phil credit on that. But you know, it just kind of opened it up for us a little bit, and I thought that, you know, the game boiled down a couple things. I thought our defense was better in the second half, and I thought our late game execution was outstanding. I thought we executed, plays and got guys shots, and it really, when you say it executed, ball has to go in the hole, and they did. You know, EJ on the side out of bounds play, which is, you know, I know they would take Phil away. We had a pinch post action. He drove it, and he gave a nice pass to Jabari, and obviously Jabari makes a big shot. We had a twirl in play with EJ. We drove baseline, and we had a screen and action for him. He got that top of the key three. Those are threes. And I told those guys, hey, listen, drive the ball if you have it, but if you have an open, clean look, take it. And both those guys were confident and knocked down those jump shots.
Tough weekend. You bounce. You come back tonight. You don't fold. How does that help you against Vandy?
All right. And Vandy beat these guys at South Carolina. So we understand how tough it is. When you get in conference play, you got to be ready to play. You know, league games are hard, and we got great coaches in this league. They're going to be coming after you. Kevin Stallings, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what he's done at Vanderbilt. And, you know, they're a team that really execute offensively, and you got to be able to defend.
Coach, on top of getting to the free throw line more frequently, you guys are very efficient. How do you sustain that moving forward from the beginning?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we've really got to be more efficient early in ball games, and we seem to be real tentative. And I think, you know, I'm not making excuses for this game, because coming off a Florida game, you know, you get shell shot like that, you lose a little bit of confidence. And so, but I'm hopeful that we can carry it over to Saturday, what we did here in the second half.
How tough a game was this for you with the NCAA sanctions swirling around?
You know what, Arby, here's what I want to say about that, and I think that's, I appreciate you asking me that question, because I was going to address it, is that, you know, it is tough. It's been a tough 18, 19 months, but it's a blessing that it is coming close to the end, and that's the way I feel personally. You know, obviously I can't say a whole lot about what's going on, because there's been no, contrary to what's been reported, there's been no letter written to Frank Haith, and my attorneys have not received a letter of any allegations. So until that happens, then I can respond. But as of right now, there's no nothing our way. But I do feel and know that we're getting close to the end, and that's what's exciting to me.
Easy for you to block it out, though.
Hey, as I told our team, adversity is what, you know, you got to be able to handle whatever's going on off the court. You know, when you get that opportunity to do what you do, and I get an opportunity to coach young men, I'm going to do it at my very best. And I was very proud at how they responded and whatever they got going on off the court. Now, we can already start school. It's a lot going on. But when they get that two-hour period, a window to play basketball, something they've grown up doing their whole life, I want to take advantage of that opportunity.
All right. Playing on Tuesday, you might get an extra day maybe for Lawrence and Keon. Do you have any idea of the kind of prognosis or when you'll know anything about them?
I think we will have a chance with both, but we'll see. You know, I think Keon, I'm closer feeling more good, better about him than Lawrence. But Lawrence has been working hard. He's been running, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, we'll have the tomorrow completely off, and then we'll get back at it on Thursday. I don't know if it was the walk to the locker room or as I started, but it was a tough one. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.